Almost 4 weeks ago, we began our journey through the season of Lent. Almost 4 weeks ago, we received the ashes on our foreheads and the invitation to repent and believe in the gospel. We have joined the Lord Jesus in the desert. We have joined him on the mountain. We have been invited to join the Lord Jesus in the work that he is doing. But today we are offered something more precious. We are offered something better than working with Jesus. Today, we are offered a share in the very life of God. Before the chosen people of Israel entered into the land promised to their father Abraham, they celebrated the Passover for the last time in the desert. After their days of disobedience in the desert, at the word of the Lord, they were restored to relationship and enjoyed the fruits of the harvest. St. Paul tells us that we are a new creation in Christ. We have received the gift of reconciliation in the tender mercy of God. The old order has passed away. New things have come to be in the reconciliation that has been won for us through the cross of Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, the Lord has offered us forgiveness when we deserved justice. And it was the justice of the Father that the younger son deserved to receive. The younger son had asked for a share of the inheritance while his father was still alive. He regarded the goods of the father to be more precious than the life of the father. And when he left his home and his family, this was not like the journey of Abraham to the promised land. This was not like the people of Israel leaving the slavery of Egypt. This was a journey from freedom to slavery to the senses. And when the younger son recognized his slavery, he sought to return to the house of the father. But that younger son believed that he could not return as a son, but only as a servant. Now, more important than the conversion of the younger son, and more important than the jealousy of the older brother, is the mercy of the father. When the younger son approached with contrition in his heart and confession on his lips, he was received into the embrace of the Father. Reciting his well-rehearsed confession, the younger son admitted, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. I no longer deserve to be called your son." And the Father stopped him. The Father stopped him. It was not the gravity of the sins, but the denial of his sonship that broke the Father's heart. "Quickly," the Father said to the servants, "quickly, bring the finest robe and put the ring on his finger." These were the signs that he was a son and not a servant in the house of the father. What was so damaging was not what the younger son had done, but that he had forgotten who he was. The robe and the ring were the reminders of his identity. They were signs of his relationship. We have been offered, my dear brothers and sisters, a share in the very life of God. We were claimed in the waters of baptism, but too often we have sought our satisfaction in slavery. This Lenten season, the Lord Jesus appeals to you, to each of you, through the unworthy ambassador of his mercy. Come to his mercy, and he will restore your relationship. Come to me, my dear brothers and sisters. Come to me, the dear flock entrusted to my unworthy care. Come to me with your contrition and your confession, and by the power of Christ's blood, I will restore to you your robe and your ring.